When you read the Gospels carefully, what has to strike you is how long it took Jesus to convince his apostles that he had risen from the dead. It's pretty clear from Scripture that initially after the resurrection, all of the apostles were skeptics to one extent or another. It wasn't only Thomas who doubted. Today's Gospel conveys this idea perfectly. It picks up where yesterday's gospel left off. Those of you who were here yesterday will remember this. In fact, the last line of yesterday's gospel was the first line of today's. The disciples of Jesus recounted what had taken place along the way, how they had come to recognize him in the breaking of bread. So here we have the apostles gathered together. They've just heard from the two disciples who encountered Jesus on the road to Emmaus. They had already heard Peter's testimony about meeting the risen Christ. And then all of a sudden, Jesus appears to them, and they immediately doubt. They doubt that what they're seeing is real. Jesus, of course, knows this and says to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do questions enter your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself." Then he goes so far as to eat a piece of baked fish in front of them, not because he needed to. That's important to note, because he didn't need to eat at that point. Jesus' body was immortal. He ate for their benefit. He ate for the benefit of his apostles to make clear to them that he was not a ghost, that his body was real. He did it to help them overcome their doubt and their disbelief. I mention this today because if you ever find yourself struggling with your faith, if you ever find yourself sliding a bit into disbelief, which can happen, especially in the difficult times of our lives. And my suggestion would be to pray to these apostles. Ask them to intercede to God on your behalf. Ask them to pray that the Lord, that your faith will be strong. They will understand what you're going through because they've been there. Even when the risen Christ was physically present to them, they still had their doubts. But they didn't stay there. And that's my final point this morning. They didn't stay in that weak spiritual condition. Yes, they did doubt at first. At first, their faith was flimsy and weak. Once Jesus did convince them of the truth, once he made it clear to them that he had indeed risen from the dead and was truly alive and with them, these men were all in. That's why they're all saints now. They overcame their doubts and disbelief. They gave themselves totally and completely to their risen Savior. May their prayers help us to do the very same thing in our lives.